Radio Network.
This is such an intense broadcast today. So much is happening. Alan Watt is our guest, and what about his statement about how they've removed morals? Yeah, they say there is no morals beyond good and evil, but then they tell you their political correct morals that make you stand down and never stand up against them.
That's correct. It's do what thou wilt is the whole of the law at the top. Do whatever you want at the top because you've got all that protection to safeguard you. You don't end up in court at the top, regardless of what you do. But for us down below, they've also destroyed pretty well all of the culture which binds you together for survival. Survival isn't an individual thing. It is a collective thing to an extent. We all came from tribes that came through hell and harsh winters and often starvation, but we did it as tribes. And that's how you get through things. When you break every bond, and that was before the attack was on, all bonds. Internationalism was to break national bonds and tribal bonds, and then you break the bonds of man and wife until you have nothing left to bond for.
And you have the kids reporting on their parents. Let's jam in another call. James in Ohio, you're on the air. Okay, Eric in Georgia, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Eric.
How you doing?
We're doing all right. Worldwide broadcast. What's on your mind?
Well, first off, let me say David beat Goliath, by the way. But my question, I got two, one for you, one for Alan. Alan, how do we as a people even begin to try to defeat these people? Because they have control of all the major weapons, of all the military. How do we even begin?
You begin with yourself. You cannot be in their world and try to be rational and an individual at the same time. So you conquer yourself. That's the first thing. You must get rid of your own programming. And then you perceive things much more clearly. Then you can put it across to other people of a similar ilk. That's your ability for self-preservation as well.
Yeah, we're almost out of time. Let me just throw this in. The Pentagon says 90% of war is psychological. You unlock your mind to their public blueprints. They think so little of you, their plan's all public. You look at this and realize this isn't fiction. This is real. And then once you see it, you unlock people's minds. It's over. And we don't need to get everybody, do we, Alan?
No, you don't. Again, too, remember what Mao Zedong said. He said he wasn't afraid of guns or weapons or bombs. He was afraid of someone with a good idea. That's what they're scared of, someone with an idea that can put it across. And it catches on like wildfire.
No army can stand against an idea whose time has come.
Yep. And it's pure self-preservation now. We also have to purify ourselves because we're all contaminated with indoctrination and the separation of sex from bonding. That was one of the prime tenets, too, that Bertrand Russell said they'd have to do. That's what you're lapping up as entertainment. You're being corrupted as you do it. And you can't stand together if you have no one to stand with you.
God bless you, caller. I appreciate it. And I wanted to get to everybody else, but we're just out of time. Alan Watt, 1 minute to give us a summation.
Yeah, so this is we're going into the final part of this battle. As you say, most of it is psychological. The war of terror is a psychological war. And the greatest writers on the Soviet system and all revolutions will tell you, the totalitarian systems, that they don't lose their grip until they become more liberal. That's when the people start to demand things, when the totalitarians become more liberal. These guys are rushing ahead to terrify the hell out of us, and we must not be afraid, no matter of what they throw at us. And when you become indignant about something, that's the start. We all become indignant. We've lost our ability to be indignant. And you don't
Alan
have to be proud.
I'm going to have you back a lot sooner, countrythematrix.com. Thank you for all your time. Folks, you have to be afraid for the species. We're all going to die, but the species goes on. You're part of something bigger. You should be afraid of not fighting this. I'm not worried about being destroyed, killed, demonized. I know Alan isn't. Commit. Never stop. We're all in this together. The police, the military, the the system. You're with the people, whether you like it or not. Join us. Alan Watt, thank you.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ron Avery, who heads up Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth here in Texas, having a big event coming up Saturday. We're going to tell you about that. It's happening in all 50 states, and I was honored to be invited. He's invited me many times down to his Silver Eagle Tap House, and I've always declined because I'm so busy, but I had to come to this because it's so important. Dovetailing with what you're going to hear in the next 52 minutes is this incredible Raw story. It's also in the AP now. Revealed, Ashcroft tenant Rumsfeld warned 9/11 commission about line it should not cross. And they said, you will not investigate the attacks themselves. Now, we already heard a few commissioners say this, but it's always a footnote in the media. Six of the ten. That's six of the ten, ladies and gentlemen, have come out saying it is a cover-up. Farmer, the head lawyer, a criminal cover-up. And then I, you know, just can't forget what happened last week on Nightline. On Nightline, they came out and showed 9/11 Truth at a meeting in Valley Forge, at a meeting saying, well, six of the ten commissioners question it, and they cut to Lee Hamilton saying no one questions it. Now, these guys were appointed by Bush, but at the same time, there's still six of the ten coming out saying it's a fraud, and now we have this internal White House document on this subject. This is so huge, ladies and gentlemen. It's up on InfoWars.com. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. That's why they're so scared of 9/11 truth, because the polls keep showing more and more people are waking up, more and more prominent people are coming out, and the system is scared. And I've risked my life before the attacks and on the day of the attacks telling you it was an inside job. As Rand Corporation, PNAC, said they wanted something big and staged. I knew the feds had bombed the World Trade Center the first time in 93. That came out in federal documents. The audio's been released now of the FBI tapes where their informant knew they were setting him up. And he said, well, you told me to build a real bomb. Now you're saying go ahead with this? I've got the receipts. I've got the proof you told me to do this. And they go, well, you're not supposed to have those. Okay. I mean, it's incredible. That's in Jason Burmes' new film, Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined. It's like an encyclopedia of New World Order history and what they're doing and their master plan. 18 months in the making, over $100,000 to produce. It's on pre-sale now, ships on or before April 15th on DVD. Order it at Infowars.com. Now, we've got the official trailer coming out later this week, probably on Friday. We've got an earlier trailer from 6-8 months ago. This is just a basic. This is the first little sneak peek, and I just told Burmes like an hour ago, I said, grab that clip about the scientific elite technocracy by Eisenhower. I wanted to play it when Watt was on, but he's already gone. This is just less than a minute from the 2-hour, 20-minute film. Exactly what we were talking about. And Eisenhower, as he left, warned about what was being masked, what was being set up, what was being developed. So we're now going to go ahead to this one-minute clip. Here it is.
Crises there will continue to be. In meeting them, whether foreign or domestic, great or small, there is a recurring temptation to feel that some spectacular and costly action could become the miraculous solution to all current difficulties. The prospect of domination of the nation's scholars by federal employment, project allocations, and the power of money is ever present and is gravely to be regarded. We must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite.
Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. This is a powerful film. We also have another one coming out a week later. You can pre-order that now. Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. And we're going to get more into this top story of the internal White House marked secret ordering the commission to not investigate what actually happened on 9/11. A cover-up. 6 of the 10 commissioners. But Nightline goes on and says, we're lying about that. You are lying. It's been in every major paper that 6 of the 10 say it's a criminal cover-up. They can't even get their own people they've appointed to lie. They know they murdered our own people there. You know the courage it takes for folks to expose that? But we have no future if we don't put ourselves under the gun. Only by facing up to these bullies do we have any chance of beating them. If you have any self-preservation instincts, any love of God, any love of truth, you must. I'm talking to all you well-to-do yuppies and people that think you're part of the system and laugh at anybody that cares. You think you're getting ahead by being narcissistic and never getting involved. You think it's cool and cute what's happening. I've had a lot of businessmen stop me on their Harleys or whatever on the side of the street on Congress and go, hey, you seeing the black helicopters, Alex? And I go, you really think 9/11 isn't an inside job? And they go, so what? We had to do it. That's how things get done. You know, they think because they can buy. I mean, a lot of people in business and life think this is cute. They know. They think that's how you get America motivated. We have all these Pentagon documents where these people need another 9/11 attack. That'll get them motivated. Okay, I'm going to shut up now. I appreciate him coming in when we invited him in. And he's going to be here with us for the next 46 minutes. Ronald F. Avery. Ron Avery, he owns the Silver Eagle Tap House. He's an architect, engineer, licensed architect, and interior designer in the state of Texas. Ran for U.S. House Representative, 28th District. He's a great guy. He's done countless activist work. He's also headed up a lot of the activity of the Campaign for Liberty and other folks supporting Ron Paul. And he is here with us in studio. He's going to be heading up a big event this weekend at the DoubleTree Hotel. And we have that press release that we'll get a document cam shot for folks here in a moment up on Infowars.com. And we'll tell you about some of the speakers that are going to be there. And again, I don't do a lot of public speaking these days because I'm so busy. And I believe electronic media is the way to go because I can reach so many. But I am going to this because I want to support what they're doing. They wanted me to speak for longer. I'm only going to speak 30 minutes because I want to give more time to the architects, engineers, the former head of Star Wars program, Dr. Bob Bowman, and others that are going to be at the Texas event coming up this Saturday. But, Ron, it's good to have you here with us.
Hey, it's great to be here, Alex.
We're going to break in about 5 minutes, and we'll start getting into your abbreviated breakdown. You're going to be doing this with some larger models and things at the event.
Right.
We'll also get into this latest news. But how did you get into 9/11 Truth? Tell us about what Architects and Engineers has just done the last month and where all this is going.
Okay, well, I got into it essentially right when it happened on 9/11/01. I was kind of already in the Patriot movement and had opened the Tap House and had Patriots there and make special presentations. A lot of people had been predicting that the New World Order would create the police state in America in 2000. And so actually they were a year late. So as soon as I heard about the World Trade Center having collapsed or one of the towers, I knew right then that this was going to be the event that they were going to bring the New World Order in on, or the police state in America. So I didn't know all the details, how they did it, or how they collapsed, but I did know that it was fishy business right up front.
Absolutely. I mean, as an architect, watching two big towers and seven not hit by a plane, small fires, collapses at free fall speed. NIST had denied that for 6 years. They now admit, 6 years into it, 2 years ago, that, oh, yeah, it did fall at free fall.
Yes, at least part of it did. And we're going to have a gentleman there at the meeting, Johnson, Derek Johnson, and he will speak on Building 7 and the NIST report as well.
The system's getting really scared of 9/11 Truth.
Yes, it is, and they should be, because it is really their project, and they've everything in this country now is designed or promoted by what happened, what they claim happened on 9/11. And if they lose that, if they lose the cornerstone, they lose the whole deal.
Well, not just the science of this, which is legion, but the history of governments and our own government admittedly staging terror. And then within minutes on every channel, and this is covered in Fabled Enemies, the same talking points: the world has changed, you're going to have to give your rights up, we're going to have to attack Iraq.
Right.
Within minutes, they all had the same talking point, and they had CIA operatives, as the towers collapsed, going, oh, the fires did it, and as you can see the footprint, you can see these operatives on the same channels. BBC did a false start 25 minutes before, later was admitted Reuters gave it to them. I predicted that, because I could tell it was a script, two channels simultaneously, and CNN, so three, the exact cover story of Solomon Brother Building 7 falling exactly how it did before it fell. So just like in Asia and Australia and New Zealand, a few hours before they even released the name, they just arrested him, of Lee Harvey Oswald, it was already in the front page of their papers. So they have some screw-ups. And again, the evidence just goes on and on and on and on. But they did this. There's no doubt.
Oh, I believe it too. Now I will let me say something about that though, because this is the way they the media targets people like us that are trying to get to the truth of 9/11, what happened at the World Trade Center and Pentagon. They say, well, I can't. Do you actually believe the government had something to do with this? And you know, let me clarify my position on that. When I say, or when someone says government to me, that means everybody in government. That means everybody in the FBI, everybody in the Central Intelligence Agency, everybody, everywhere. And I don't believe that. In fact, I don't believe the FBI had anything to do with 9/11.
In fact, they killed the former anti-terror head. No, I agree with you. It's criminal rogue networks.
But here's what I'd like to say, and this is what none of them have been able to come back on me with, is that I believe we have a foreign military operating in our country and doing these things and pulling these things off, and we have some high political operatives that are protecting these people so they can operate in this country. And if you're an American, you ought to be concerned about a foreign alien army, military operating in our country. We need to discover these people and get them out of here.
And I would guess you're talking about Israeli involvement?
I sure am.
All right. Well, you can go there, and we'll also talk about how all these intelligence agencies interlock. We're going to go over a presentation as well with Ron Avery, and we're going to tell you about the event coming up this Saturday, DoubleTree Hotel.
RFID chips are becoming more and more common. Right now, there are hundreds of millions of new credit cards and passports that contain these tiny radios. How can you keep them from transmitting your information? Turn them off with ID Stronghold. Secure wallets and secure sleeves from ID Stronghold will block these radio signals. Visit IDStronghold.com or call 800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770. IDStronghold.com. Protect your information.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más.
Ron Avery with Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth with Texas. In 50 states, they're having press conferences. We need everybody to call the media and to tell them to be at this event coming up this Saturday at the DoubleTree Hotel. The press release is up at Infowars.com. Give us some other websites, Ron, where folks can find out the details.
You can go to meetup.com / taphouse. That has a lot of details on it. I believe you can go to Facebook, and we have a Texas Architects and Engineers page there that you can look at.
We Are Change San Antonio.
That's right. We Are Change San Antonio. What else? SilverEagleTapHouse.com. We'll have some things on it. And you can chip in there if you want to. We'll need a little money to pay for this big room we're getting.
Now, is the event free? I haven't even checked.
It is free. We advertise it as free. We are asking for a donation.
For those that don't know, renting a 600-person room at a nice hotel is expensive.
Yes, it is. And so we would sure appreciate any donation. If each person just donated $6, we would clear everything.
Where do you do this? Where do you donate?
Excuse me?
Can they just put it in the kitty when they get there?
They sure can. They sure can. And hopefully they can be marked. I think they will be marked so they can come and go all day. It is an 8-hour event. It's a big thing.
Absolutely. We're going to talk about some of the itinerary, but let's get into the subject that you brought up. I don't get into this a lot because it's so complex and it can be used either way. And the establishment from day one always like to say, look at these 9/11 truthers. They're saying Israel did it. When you look at England, Israel, the United States, the Anglo-American establishment, as it's called, nothing to do with Anglo people. That's just what the globalists call it. These intelligence agencies are all merged, and it's what Tarpley, and I agree with him, in his book Synthetic Terror, it's groups from all of these organizations. It's like Al-Qaeda got Saudi Arabian funding, Pakistani, Israeli, U.S., and British. It's always the same actors, but I do agree that they find a strong brigade for all. I mean, it's been in the Haaretz and Jerusalem Post that Israel has fake Al-Qaeda groups.
I wouldn't doubt that. You're into a lot more of that than I am. All I know is I'm a Christian, and I know what the Western civilization should have been, and it is not based on Israel and Judaism. They always say the Judeo-Christian way. Well, that's like saying the night and day way. Christianity, yes, came from Judaism, but it is not Judaism, and the two really don't mix well.
Isn't it more complex than that? Christianity comes from the ancient Judaism of Mount Sinai, not the Jews going into captivity in different parts of the world and adopting the Babylonian Talmud.
And there, I don't go there either. There's a lot of talk about this and that, who the real Jews are, who the fake Jews are. My perspective is the Jew is one who accepts Christ as King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and Savior of the cosmos and everything in it. Now, those that reject him become, by nature, the Antichrist, those that do not believe that the Savior of all mankind has come in the flesh of Jesus Christ. Now, I don't really even want to go much more there.
Okay, but you brought it up, and we don't censor people.
Okay.
And so you're here, and you brought it up, so I wanted to get into it with you. Okay, well, this is a short segment. We got to get going here with the presentation. Okay. Break down the itinerary coming up Saturday, where it is.
It will be at the Double Tree Hotel in North Austin at IH-35 and near the north of the intersection of 290.
Double Tree Hotel, 6505 IH-35, North Austin, 78753.
That's correct. And it will be, as you go in the room there, it'll in the main lobby, it'll be back behind the elevators. And we have the two sections of the ballroom. It will seat slightly over 500, I would believe.
Well, that's going to be interesting. And it goes from, 1 o'clock till 9 o'clock at night?
That is right. That is right. And it will be live streamed. We want people to come see it, of course, live. You'll have a lot more fun doing that. But you can see it later if you missed it. It will be archived, and that website is liveonlocation.com, and it will be filmed live, so you can watch it live if you can't make it down there on the internet. And
my IT guy said the last prefix is TV.
I believe you're right. I believe you. Thank you for correcting me. That is liveonlocation.tv.
What we'll do is on infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. We will. Link to that for people coming up Saturday.
Great. That'd be super.
Because it'll be a subsection of that site, but people can search through it.
I also want to mention this, Alex, that Deborah Stevens will be also broadcasting it live on radio at 90.1 FM all day long as well, on live on case.
Oh, good, for folks here locally in Austin.
Right.
All right. Very, very exciting. We'll be right back on the other side. We got to hurry because this is a long segment coming up. We're going to run out of time quick. And start getting into the presentation. But the most important thing is to get media at all 50 locations nationwide in your state. Call the media, tell them be there, and tell the media in Central Texas to be at this event Saturday. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, Texas chapter. Briefly, it was 1,000 just a few weeks ago. Now I've read 1,100 architects and engineers have signed on. You've got hundreds of physicists, the number three in the Japanese government, the former German defense minister. I mean, 9/11 Truth is on fire. Some national polls, 80%+ believe the government's lying. What do you think of this new development that the 9/11 Commission, Ron, was told not to get into the actual attacks and to engage basically in a cover-up?
Well, I don't doubt it. I haven't read that yet. It's news to me as well, but I don't doubt any of it. It's already come out that the attorney, their main counsel, said that at some point in time they decided to lie and not tell the people the truth.
He called it a criminal conspiracy by the Pentagon.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't doubt it. There's absolutely upper-level people that are covering up what really happened. And now, when I say that again, that doesn't mean the government, as they always like to say.
The criminal elements in multiple intelligence agencies that stood to gain from new wars and control.
Correct.
Absolutely. Okay. You've got the floor now. I mean, get into whatever you want. Let's get into your, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, you've got a basic breakdown of a mini version of what you'll actually be doing at the event coming up from 1 to 9 on Saturday at the DoubleTree. Again, everybody, call the media, newspapers, TV, radio. Tell them, be there and cover it. Send them YouTube clips of international news, been covering it. This is news. Go ahead, sir.
Yes. Well, I brought my little easel here, and I am an architect, and one of the things that kind of puzzles me these days is all these fancy automatic computer-generated they even have them animated where they show the plane crashing into the building, and they can really do anything with these computers. I just did this on plain old paper with plain old markers to show you how architects really think. Now, what this is really showing here, the South Tower, 110 stories, it leans 22 degrees to the west over Building 4, and which is right down here. So what you have in reality when that happened, it would be something like the Pennzoil building in Houston falling off of an 80-story building. And when I first saw that, in reality, it shocked me.
That's roughly 30 stories that fell on a – how many story was
– Well, it actually didn't fall. That's why I'm showing this little diagram here. There's something major wrong here because what we have, when we have this spot right here, the way you figure out how to stop a rotation like this once it starts – is you take the full height of the part that's rotating, which is 384 feet, and you divide it in half, which is 192 feet, and then you multiply it by the weight of the portion that's falling off, which is 290,000 kips, which is 290,000 or 290 million pounds is what this weighs, and it starts to rotate about this point right here, which is 192 feet away. You end up with a force moment of 55,680,000 foot kips. Now, that's also required to stop that rotation, you see. So where did that come from? It didn't come from anywhere. What should have happened, instead of this happening at the end of it, you should have had this right here. This thing, this top portion of the building, should have fallen to the ground in one chunk. Because it was, if the only reason, the only way it could have not fallen like that is for it to be demolished from the inside all the way up.
And it was all blown into powdered dust.
Sure. So that the piece couldn't fall because it also had the demolition charges all set all the way up.
Because there's no way. I mean, if a 30-story chunk of a building breaks off, it's going to fall almost intact.
Absolutely.
And be down on the ground. But no, it doesn't. It just vaporizes.
That's right. And we're expected to believe, and this is basic architecture and engineering right here. I mean, that's as basic as it gets. And we're expected to just ignore that. Let's just ignore the idea that this can happen. Okay, the next theory that they propose is the pancaking theory. Now, we got a real problem with this because even if you just multiplied the 5 inches of concrete on the steel deck, you get about four stories high of nothing but concrete slab. Well, now, the problem there is you've overlooked the steel that's been crushed in between it. So if you crush all the steel in between it, you've got about another 3 feet of steel in between each one. So if it was truly a pancake, what you would have here is 27 stories of crushed concrete and steel in between it. Well, that's taller than the hotel that was right next to it, the Marriott Hotel right next to it.
There was no pancake. It was aerosolized. The concrete was turned, and they said body parts were no bigger than an inch long.
Correct, and the only way you can do that is through explosive charges. That's the only way that can happen.
And you can even see the blast squibs coming out.
Yeah, you sure can. When you first see it, you're just so astonished with everything. You don't really it's taken really 9 years to really analyze and understand this. It shouldn't have, because our government really did not analyze it. It's been up to the people ordinary citizens to actually investigate this crime. Okay, the next thing we get into, most people don't know that we have a hat truss on the top of this tower.
And guys, zoom in some on this while he's doing it. Go ahead.
Yes, this is a hat truss right here. They call it that. It's a five-story truss system that sat on top of the building. And it spans from the core, and this is the core showing right here about how big it is. And they first told us it was a hollow tube, which is incorrect totally. And some people even call it a tube within a tube. But the reality of it is it's even stronger than that. It's actually a building inside of
and
a tube.
And we have the former architect and the former builder manager on record before it got hit saying it was over-designed to take two big jets.
Well, even multiple. I remember the architect on the actually said that it was multiple impacts of a 707, which is very comparable to the 767. And it was a four-engine, moved faster, but carried the same
and it had a
gasoline.
Super core, but the media just said there was nothing.
That's right.
Only
That's
Casper right. The Friendly Ghost was in there.
That's holding it up. Now, so what this hat truss does, though, if you think about it, it spans 65 feet in one direction in this longer direction on each side and 35 feet on the shorter direction on this side. And everybody's familiar with train bridges, you know, those things you drive these big old train cars
trestles.
Loaded with trestles, train trestles. That's what we're talking about. And this one's five stories tall. There's one out in McQueenie right next to my tap room that's three stories tall, maybe two and a half stories tall, and it carries and it spans like probably 200 feet or maybe more, 250 feet, and it's only two and a half stories. And whereas this one here spans only 65 and 35 feet and is five stories tall. And what I'm driving at is you could drive a train and park a train loaded. In other words, this thing can carry a lot of weight, and the North Tower, when it was hit, it's only eight stories from the top. That means that even if the vertical columns were not connected to each other, they would be held up by the hat truss on the North Tower. So, all the exterior columns were 100,000 PSI steel, the strongest you can get. It's heat treated, and they were 14 inches by 14 inches square. And they actually form what is called a Verendel truss. And one of the architects that was working in association with the main architect on this project said that it was just like a 209-foot deep beam is what we're looking at on the sides of this building. So we'll move to the next one, and we're going to what I want to do is get everybody comfortable with the way that this building is really designed. So just proportionately, you can draw a 7x7 square. It's two squares on one side, two squares on the other, and three in the middle. You got four on one side, on the other side, and one and a half on each end. So now you can sketch this in your sleep if you wanted to and know exactly what the building core was like.
But the media lied and said that didn't exist.
That's right. Said it's not there, and it was all run by trusses, lightweight metal trusses, that went all the way.
That wouldn't even have held the building up. It's just an asinine lie when the plans for the building have been public for decades.
That's right. So, and this part, the middle core, is heavy steel and with heavy girders. There are, then there's trusses on that, but they are connected to heavy girders going both ways, connected to heavy steel columns. Now, down here in this portion, that does have lightweight steel trusses, but they are also doubled. They're 3 foot deep, and they're doubled, and they go both ways, which means a space frame. And actually, when this building was being designed, the articles and literature on it actually called it a space frame floor. And that's what they had. So in order to have, and we're going to get to that right here, what it looks like. Right here, these trusses are going both ways. Now, this line right here shows a truss heading that way, and these are trusses heading this way. Now, there is a truss, double truss, that connects every column on the exterior back to the core. And there are trusses at every junk, low part of the web right here that goes the other way. So, in fact, if you look at this, we take a section right here at section C. Now, these trusses are running out to the exterior wall. Here's the exterior steel. Here's the interior heavy steel. This corrugated metal decking is running towards the exterior. So it doesn't roll up. If you hit it, it acts as a knife blade because it won't buckle up. It won't roll up because the trusses are actually, the tops of the trusses are poured into the concrete there. The concrete is poured around the tops of the trusses.
So this is built like a brick, you know what
house. Oh, you got it. Now we're getting the idea of what this thing's like. And here's the exterior. This is like I call it a cheese grater. You've got and here's the exterior wall, what it looks like. These things are 3'3" center to center.
And that's why the planes evaporated, but two magic passports, not one, but two, drifted down unhurt and were found that day by the government.
Yeah, in one piece.
Right? Oh, but it flew into an armored cheese grater.
That's exactly right. And so here's the size of the jet. The fuselage of the jet is the inner red circle. The orange circle on the inside is the size of the jet engine. And you can see what trouble it did when it hit this thing. It is just like a cheese grater. Now, going 530 miles an hour, you got to remember that. If it was at landing speed, it probably would not have pierced the outer wall, and they knew that. See, now that we know that nanothermite has been used on this building, now we know that they planned every piece of it. They planned the speed of the jet. They planned everything about it, because if they had run it slower,
it would have dented the building and bounced off.
Correct. And they didn't want that. And now we know, too, that's why that building 2 fell first. South Tower fell first is because the firemen had reached the 78th floor. They were going to put it out. They radioed back.
They were saying fires aren't even here. This is no big. People were standing next to columns waving. So it wasn't melting their bodies or even hurting them, but giant columns suddenly melted and blew up. The fires had dissipated. Heat had gone down. But you got to get rid of those firefighters. They're about to find the evidence.
Well, yeah, and if the whole object we now know was to get rid of the buildings in the first place, because they had to remove all this asbestos.
Ron, let me ask you this. We may have to go into overdrive, which will then just be on prisonplanet.tv
okay.
and Infowars.com.
Okay.
How long is this going to take? I may have to skip this break, too.
That's fine. I don't.
It's not good for our affiliates.
Let me see. Let's only do this one more sheet.
No. Do you have to go somewhere?
I don't.
Gentlemen, can we do 20 minutes of overdrive? This is. I'm going to go ahead and take the break because we're on XM and a bunch of AM and FMs coming up, and then we'll have five more minutes at the stations here. And what I'll do is in a few weeks I'll even re-air this in another hour, so the stations all get to air it. But people will have to go to prisonplanet.tv or Infowars.com only on those audio streams and video streams to get the rest of this. So I want you to take your time. Continue.
Okay. Well, this now I'm really beginning to get into exactly how these buildings function. As I've talked about before, we have this five-story hat truss on the top that can work in tension. But actually, the more I study this building, we don't even need the tension. We don't need the tension-carrying hat truss because right here is how this is summarized. We know that in here because it's a space-frame floor with trusses running in both directions, that it cannot collapse. It cannot collapse all the way across the floor just because you've damaged a portion of it. It has to, these are still connected to the outer columns. On the north tower, these columns were not severed. They go all the way up to the top. Now these, this pink line, reddish pink line, are spandrel panels that are 54 inches deep of 2-inch steel that is welded to every column. Now all of this is still in place. Is still holding columns, is still holding floors. And the reason why that these are now acting as long span beams over to both columns, which has about probably 15 columns on each side of this. So all of this, what is happening is all of this damage is getting compartmentalized. It's not spreading anywhere, even the collapsing floors. This building is just not designed.
Well, the designer said it's made of a plane hits it, It's like a mosquito going into a net. It does. It just catches it.
Well, let me even. It's worse than that. And I've heard people say it's like poking a pencil through a screen. Wrong analogy altogether, because a screen, we all know, a door screen, is not structural. And it is, and the structure of a screen is the frame of the door. And you can put your hand through it if you drive it hard enough. But that's not what this building is. This is more like a grate. It's like a very powerful steel grate. And whatever hits that thing is going to be shredded. It's going to be shredded.
Well, then you get their lies about the fires melting steel or even weakening it. Everybody knows that your barbecue pit, it doesn't weaken or melt. I mean, and those are fires, what, 500, 600, 1,000 degrees hotter. Yeah. I mean, this was a pathetically low-level fire. Most of the fuel was dissipated in the big plume on impact as it was oxygenated. Now, we're going to come back to do an abbreviated 5 minutes on this as the main show ends, the main transmission. Then we're going to do 20 minutes of uninterrupted transmission, one place, Infowars.com. Architect engineer Ron Avery is with us this Saturday. He's going to do a long, detailed hour-plus analysis with other top experts, the DoubleTree Hotel, I-35, North Austin. It's free. Be there. Call the media.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Ron slavery. Final segment of the radio transmission. We'll go into internet only, prisonplanet.tv viewers and radio listeners at Infowars.com. And this full show will go out on the podcast for everybody as well if you miss it, because in the retransmission, restream, it'll only be live. It won't re-air. So if people want it, go subscribe to the free podcast at Infowars.com, the listen page. Okay, Ron Avery, running through your evidence quickly as a synopsis, then we'll go back over what you rushed over in the next 20. Go ahead.
Okay. The synopsis is that the World Trade Center towers were designed to withstand multiple impacts of 707s. And as I've been studying this building, the Twin Towers, I have noticed things that are not traditional in terms of how the floors and things like that were designed. And now I realize why they were designed that way, because it was to deal with unforeseen events like crashing airplanes.
Well, New York, the Empire State Building and others have been hit by aircraft.
Yes, and come on, they act like these architects weren't thinking that. Any time that you build something that's 1,368 feet high, you have to consider airplane accidents.
Biggest building in the world at the time. And we have the architect, who was Japanese, and the project director, both on record before it happened, bragging about how it could take all these strikes.
Correct. And, of course, this has all been written back in the 1970s when they were proposing and building the building, that all these things were taken into account. And I'd like to even mention that the exterior columns of this high-strength steel, they say, can take 2,000% of the gravity load that it was designed to do. It can take an additional live load of 2,000%. That's an amazing calculation, and that's why these columns are quite able to hold anything that has now been put into tension by severing the columns below it.
Because it can handle 2,000% of its weight.
Correct.
Unbelievably overbuilt.
Yes, correct. That is correct.
In fact, I've read about other new tall buildings. They don't even build them this good. This was the first time they were building mega building like this, so they were really careful.
I think something else is very strange about this. When I read the executive summary of the FEMA report on this building, they don't call for any first of all, the most amazing thing they say is after the planes hit, they're not really sure what was the major event after the collisions and after the fires were burning down. What the event was they even mentioned there was no earthquake, there was no windstorm, and that's what they were looking for. They were looking for a major event. And then at the kind of the end of the paragraph, they kind of wimped out and said, well, the major event were these fires eventually caused some collapsing of floors that initiated.
But they've since reversed the pancake theory.
Well, here's to my understanding, what happened was that after the UL laboratories did their report, and they found that they actually built a bay of this stuff and then subjected it to the same degrees of fire, and the result was there was some sagging, yes, but there was no trusses that were coming off the wall.
And you're certainly not going to have an explosive ending to the building. Pyrotechnics shooting dust 5 miles and shooting girders 600 feet. We're going to have to end the main broadcast now. We'll be back after 1 minute for Overdrive only at PrisonPlanet.tv and the free internet audio streams at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You'll see Mr. Avery and myself and many others this Saturday, Austin, Texas, and at 49 other locations across the country. Architects and engineers, great job. Great job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.